Hello.
Hello. Yes, hi. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Christopher, and I am calling from a national opinion survey. And I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community. Does anybody in your household work for any media outlet, including radio, print, or internet blog or television station? No. Okay. Are you over 18 and are you 18 and older to register and vote?
Yes.
Okay. Just to make sure that you were representing everybody, may I ask you if you're white, black, African, Hispanic, Asian?
Now, what is this survey about? Is this one of the, like, the polls for the new election, for the election coming up?
Yes, and it's for, like, issues facing your community and nation.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take, like, around 5 minutes.
Okay.
All
right. We're African American.
Oh, okay. I know it's a long way off, but since there are changes, that you will vote on the upcoming 2024 elections for the president, Congress, and the other office. Would you
We vote in every election.
All right, perfect. And please rate your level of motivation of voting for this president, Congress elections in this coming up November 2024 from a scale from 0 to 10. Where zero means that you're not a lot motivated, and when 10 means that you are extremely motivated. So from a 0 to 10, are you motivated to vote?
10.
Okay. And what is the reason that you rate your motivation a 10?
My motivation as an African American is because my ancestors were not allowed the freedom to vote, even though they were American. So I do not take it lightly. I vote in every election, no matter how big or how small it is, because I do think that every vote matters and every vote counts. And particularly, I need to make my voice heard.
Okay. All right. Now, thinking about the direction the country is heading in, general mm-hmm. speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in the country is heading?
If we're heading towards our first black woman president, I'm very excited.
Oh, okay. All right. And general speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as a vice president?
Absolutely approved. She's more than qualified.
Okay. And thinking about how the economy is going specifically for you and your family, would you say that your salary is keeping up, which is the most of the cost living, falling behind the cost of the living, or raising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
I can't speak to that because this is a professional household. So our salaries are always going to be above board. I never feel comfortable speaking about that
okay.
because prices don't impact us the way they would, I think, most people, if that makes sense.
Okay, I do understand that. All right, mm-hmm. So I'm going to read a list of policies and issues and concerns. Some mm-hmm. people say that the most important to them is considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and president. For each one, I want you to rate them from a scale of 0 to 10. How important is voting issue is for you? Using the mm-hmm. 10 is the most important, if 5, somewhat important, and the 0 will be you're not important at all. So the first one will be investing in Medicaid to provide more access to home care and better home care workers, 0 to 10?
10.
10. All right. Creating more affordable housing and addressing homeless?
10.
10. fighting back against racism and discrimination.
Against what?
Against discrimination. She hung up.